Good morning. Today's theme is, what are you waiting for? So follow the breath as it flows in, and follow the breath as it flows out. And then rest back inside your own being. Rest back in the silence that is yourself. Follow another breath. Is awareness present, witnessing that breath? Or did you try to get awareness there to be aware of the breath? Follow that breath out. And was awareness present as the breath flowed out? Were you aware of the breath coming and the breath going? I ask you, are you waiting for awakening to happen? Is there a holding on to the idea that all of God consciousness is not where you are in this very moment, or is not there all the time? As we go along, as always, if thoughts rise up, see them clearly, but no need to engage any of them. Let them pass by. Perhaps sometimes you think that perhaps if I went somewhere, if I went to an island where it was quiet and peaceful, or maybe if mind were cleared, or some call it purified, but if it was cleared and silent, that you could realize more of the God presence, more of yourself, more of peace, more of joy. Perhaps that is some of the thinking that is taking place. Is there still perhaps thinking that you must do something to be the presence of pure consciousness that you already are? Could be. And perhaps if you were on a quiet island, that you could find more awareness, more of God, or more pure consciousness there. And ask, where would it be that you could go to find yourself, or a deeper part of yourself? And here is one that I have discussed with some students, that perhaps there is some expectation that you know or conceive what it will be like when there is self-discovery. And that according to your thoughts or your preconceived idea, that that expectation has not yet been attained, or it has just not happened yet in accord with your ideas. These are the depths of the questions. These are the questions that one would be asking themselves, not the questions from a negative place of, why am I not there yet? What am I doing wrong? Why can't I feel the presence of God? Why can't I acknowledge and accept what I already am? The question should be, why do I accept a thought that would have me believe that I am not what I already am? Take a breath. Did you have to wait for the breath to come in? Were you sitting, waiting in expectation for something or someone to give you the breath? To question the thoughts that arise that are a temptation to believe you are not what you are is wisdom. To continue to just fall into them and accept them and embrace them and continue the belief in them is what we would call ignorance. By no means are we stupid, no, but when we continue to succumb to the same temptation over and over and over and over, well, what else could it be called at that point, right? So the thoughts that rise up to your awareness, and to them, perhaps you are giving the power of distraction. That's what we would call that giving in and succumbing to them over and over again. Thoughts come, they distract you. Even the thoughts come to distract you from meditation, from sitting in silence, from contemplation that I am. And you give power to that distraction. And that distraction, again, that can be the temptation to continue the thinking that I'm not there yet, or I'm not worthy enough. Or how can I be the formless eternal presence? How is that possible? How can I be that? But the question is, how can I not be that? How can I not be the one when there is but one? It is by questioning that I came to that understanding. Every thought that would rise, that would tempt me once more to believe I was something unworthy or unqualified, was questioned over and over. I perhaps questioned the same question hundreds of times, or the same thought hundreds of times. And this is what you must do as well. Do not let the thoughts just be there and embraced and continue to be accepted as the truth of who you are. The truth of who you are cannot be in a thought. It cannot even be written in words. So the questioning is, not why am I not there yet, but how can I not be what I already am? And then too, there's the ideas. If I work really hard, do lots of reading, do more meditations, and I'm not dispelling reading, and I'm not dispelling that there shouldn't be meditations. But when the reading is taking place of you being in your own silence, being with yourself, watching thoughts and seeing them as the non-power, as a non-power, as having no power. When a mindful thinking meditation or contemplation takes place over you, sitting in the silence and being still in your own being, just to enjoy the feeling and the lovingness and the oneness. When those things you go to before going to yourself, that is a distraction. That is some thoughts leading you away from where you would want to be. How much knowledge is necessary to recognize I am not the body, I am not the mind. I am beyond words, I am beyond thoughts. I am the presence that is. How many books? How many meditations? How many classes? How many retreats? How many? When what every book will say the same thing. The meditation, if it is into the silence, and the thoughts are just flowing by, that is a wonderful place of peace. The meditations or contemplations to fight or resist thoughts or somehow try to get rid of them, then it is not a meditation. So if that thinking is there, that if I do all of this, then maybe I'll be ready to be myself. That would be like asking the ocean, or the ocean thinking, if I flow around this planet, you know, another billion years, maybe I'll be ready to be the ocean. It is already. You are already. And then the one that says, if I do these things and work hard, maybe I will be rewarded with that knowingness of self. Or maybe God will give me grace. I know it sounds like a noble thought to have the grace of God to, but to put yourself in the idea that there's something I must do to get God's grace, let that thinking just pass on by. You are the God of grace. All grace is within you. It's nothing to be earned or attained. It's there waiting for your acceptance. Okay. So take a breath. Recognize, though, my loves, recognize that you are the one that will decide if a thought is going to carry you away from yourself, from your presence, from your silence, and take you back into personhood, into that sense of separation, into that sense of being a separate person, separate identity. You must recognize that you are the one that will decide where a thought will care, if a thought will carry you away from that peace. And we say, well, the thoughts are so strong, they're so powerful, and my mind won't be still. And this, and all of those arguments are also thoughts. Do not be tempted by them. To recognize that a thought has no power. How powerful is that? So we decide. There are no barriers to the yourself that you have to conquer. There are no barriers to what you are. Again, we are the ones that would set up thoughts to be a barrier. Just one moment with one thought, a thought that says any of what we have just spoken over, you're not there yet, you're not worthy enough. Any thought, even as negative as that, still doesn't have any power unless you give permission to it to have power, unless you give permission to a thought to be or act as a barrier where there are none. That is the power of your nature, of your being, of your presence. Another question to contemplate. Why do I hold to thoughts that do not serve me? Awakening. It is like finally letting go of holding to the belief that 2 and 2 are 5. Letting go in the heart. Letting go, even though all your life, perhaps you've been told 2 and 2 are 5, or you just got the notion in your head that 2 and 2 are 5. But realization, awakening, is like finally, just letting go. And the recognition is there, right there. That, 2 and 2 are 4. Always has been 4, never in time, in all eternity, that 2 and 2 was anything other than 4. It is the same sublime, subtle knowing with awareness. Finally, letting go of person. And the acceptance, I have always been the presence. I have always been the formless and unborn. Never has there been a time in all eternity when I have not been, but I have always been. What are you waiting for? Let us pray. Most beloved self, I am. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Om. Namaste.